Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Hook reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. score that a fielder's choice. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Haddix moves to second. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haddix scores. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Mays reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Haddix. Mays moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. There goes Bailey. The throw from Schmidt to Spencer, and Bailey is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haddix bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from McCormick to O'Connell and they have Temple trapped. The throw over to Cepeda, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davenport moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer is walked intentionally. Don Tausig pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. Mays tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2. Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. Tausig moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Tom Acker now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Tom Acker. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wisenhunt hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.